This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. Appreciate you listening to American Family Radio. Hey, we have an app. If you don't get our radio stations, you know, one of our radio stations across the country, you can download the app on your iPhone or iPad or similar device and listen anywhere in the world. It's very simple. Just download the AFR app. It takes you about 60 seconds. And if you have high-speed internet, anywhere you go, you can listen to American Family Radio very easily on your phone, on your cell phone, or as I say, or other device, similar device. All right, we've got 25 minutes or so left here on the program as we explore the depths of your brain.
With or without your permission.
Folks, it's about the medulla oblongata. That's why we're here.
Medulla oblongata. Is it gata or gata?
Gata.
Medulla oblongata.
Now you run into
that
a...
That sounds like a song in a Disney movie, doesn't it, right there?
Medulla oblongata. It was in The Lion King.
Medulla oblongata. It was? All right. Let's go ahead and give our questions here.
Now you run into a medulla oblongata, you're in big trouble down in those Louisiana swamps.
Look, since we are offering so much learning on this here program, I'm going to quickly tell our listeners how to tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile. Because
right.
A lot of people don't know the difference. Yeah. How do you distinguish
attitude
between the two? No, the way you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile is how people, when they address them, whether they say, I'll see you later or after a while.
That's a long way to go for a joke.
See you later. Or after a while.
Or after a while,
crocodile. See you later,
oh,
alligator.
After a while,
crocodile.
Yeah. I got it now. All right, got it. I probably wouldn't have gotten that one after lunch.
You know, well, sometimes
2:30 it hit me. Hey, oh, I know what that. I need to call JJ.
Sometimes too much learning can strain your
medulla oblongata. You got your lumbar going on there. And
the Spencer valve,
cranium
switch.
Your cranium gets stretched too far, and you know you start hurting people's feelings.
It can get ugly.
Yeah, you can't drive.
Yes,
can't drive if your medulla oblongata gets stretched out there too far.
Or you shouldn't, anyway. You shouldn't.
Can. Well,
you should have somebody else
you
drive.
You can, but you might not be in your lane.
That's for our
technical people.
New La Bungata gets stretched too far. You start, it says don't operate heavy machinery.
Yes, that's
right. Right there on the side.
And if you ignore that warning, you do so to your own detriment. But
and,
maybe
well,
people
and
around
others.
You can take others with you.
Yeah, you could, yes.
And while
right.
we're there, I'd like to find out who that guy was that got on a dozer. He got on a dozer and wreaked havoc to now on everything from baby aspirin. Don't take this and operate heavy machinery. How many of your friends, how many people in your church, how many people in your neighborhood run a dozer? But one guy messed it up for all the rest
right.
of it. You're about to put a Band-Aid on your
hey, I did get out and mow my grass.
And it says,
one time.
Don't. Operate heavy equipment.
Yes, that's right.
I took some kind of medication. I told Allison, I can't mow. Today, I'll be operating heavy machinery.
That is genius.
So I'm going to go golfing.
That is a great excuse.
That's all right with you.
Sorry, this right, this here right. allergy medicine says don't operate heavy machinery.
And a riding lawnmower, it qualifies.
There's our takeaway for all you husbands. Tim just gave you a gift.
That's right. I can't operate heavy machinery.
All right,
I can't weed eat.
Do we give the questions?
No, we need to.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. In the Batman comics, what was the real name of the villain called the Penguin? Second question, population-wise, what is the largest city in Canada? And folks, I will give you a hint, since apparently you don't know much about Canada.
Don't know much about
my
Canada.
Hockey team, the Boston Bruins, just beat the team from this city
don't
in the playoffs.
About Mexico.
But I know about medulla oblongatas.
Wait,
all right, where on the roof did
sorry.
Rahab hide the two spies from Israel?
James
That's my
Taylor.
Third question.
And was there a fiddler up there with them?
And was there a fiddler?
Up on the roof.
Here's what I've got.
If I were a rich man. La, 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 la. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Which two U.S. state capitals are on the Mississippi River? Which two U.S. state capitals are right smack there on the banks of the Mississippi?
Okay.
And then, second question, what is the name of the great wave resulting from earthquakes?
The great wave.
A great wave or great waves resulting from an earthquake.
The great wave resulting from earthquakes. What do we call that?
Not to be confused with the wave in the stands at a sporting event,
right.
Which is a great wave.
Right.
It can be.
Thanks
I've seen people mess
people
it up.
People participate.
I've seen people mess it up, and that gets ugly.
Yeah. All right, which U.S. capital cities have rhyming names? There are two capitals in the U.S., two different states, and their names rhyme. What is the answer to that question? Number two, a puggle. Is that what you said it is?
Puggle.
Puggle is the mix of what two dog breeds? A puggle, you know, you see somebody walking their puggle, and now you'll know, hey, that's a mix of two dog breeds.
Kind of had to be there.
Huh?
You kind of had to be there.
Walking your puggle?
No,
to Have you ever seen anybody walk their puggle?
No. I've seen some puggles that look like they were walking their owners.
don't
kid yourself.
Go back to the
phone. All right. Is that all the questions you got?
That's all I got.
All right.
Professor Ed.
Okay, we go to Arkansas, and Roger is on the line. Roger, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, sir.
You are welcome.
How are you, man, doing?
We're doing good. Man, I like that. We're manly men.
Better than we deserve, Roger. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about Rahab.
All right, here's the question. Where on the roof did Rahab hide the two spies from Israel?
Under the piles of flax.
Yes, under stalks or piles of flax.
Is that the story of Rahab and Ahab?
No, it's different.
Flax is the oldest textile. And do you know what you make with flax?
I don't.
Well,
cereal, don't you? Is that
different? You're thinking of the cereal rice flax.
I'm talking about if
flax.
You need more fiber.
Yes, you can eat flax seed. I don't know. What do you make with
flax? Teach us something, Roger.
Linen.
Oh, linen came from flax. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm
talking
know.
About sheets. You can make sheets out of linen, right?
Whatever you
and
can make
robes
out of linen.
And all the things they made there.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I didn't know that. So.
Yeah. What's your question for us?
Do you know what the saying, son of a gun, came from, where it came from?
Son of a gun.
Son of a gun.
Do you guys know, have any?
I don't even have a guess.
Louis
Grizzard had a book titled "My Daddy Was a Pistol and I'm the Son of a Gun."
That's right, he did. Louis Grizzard, the old
great
title columnist.
I think he had one that said Elvis is dead and I don't feel so
good myself. He had great titles.
Catchy titles. Hey, teach us something, Roger.
Where'd it come from?
Yeah, he was pretty close about the dad thing. In the English times, the sailors weren't allowed off the ships because they would abandon and wouldn't come back. So they brought their wives and girlfriends on the ship with them, and they fraternized on the gun deck. So a lot of children were born because of being on the gun deck.
Son of a gun. Okay. Really?
I got to tell you, Roger. That sounds like a stretch. Is that really where it came from?
Can you talk
louder? Yes, sir. That is
a little louder, so that Roger can hear you.
Well, it is long distance. Oh,
three old Muppet men in the balcony.
Hey,
can you get off my lawn?
Roger, you were talking. You didn't hear what Tim said. He crushed my spirit. All right, Roger.
Roger, have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, brother. Thanks. Thank you for all that.
I'm with you on. I think it's time to get. We need to stop the show right now and go straight to Scopes.
Snopes.
Them too.
You get all right.
So I got to start using my inside voice, huh? All right.
You said Diane.
Hey, listen, I got to give you props on that
you
one.
You said Diane has the. has to deal with you on, when you're waitresses and stuff, don't you? Every once in a while.
Hey, I said ketchup.
You get it naturally.
Yeah.
Italian, Greek.
Listen.
What do you expect?
My editor at the Journal, Randall Murphy, for the AFA Journal, he constantly, I'd be talking to somebody in my office, and he'd have to come down and say, inside voice, please. Inside voice.
Inside voice. Oh, my word.
Oh, that was funny.
I just have one setting. That's loud.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Back to the phones.
We go to Georgia, and Jay is on the phone.
Jay's about to make a putt.
Jay, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Happy Friday to you guys.
You too, Jay.
Ed's going to be a DJ for Smooth Jazz.
If I teach a Bible study on Wednesday, so I'm going to tell my folks if I mess up next Wednesday night, it's going to be because you guys, because I'm supposed to be studying my Bible lesson at lunch at work today, but I've been listening to you guys all the time.
Well, so, but you've been trying to get some Bible learning in, so
hey,
that
you counts.
Got, you
got
some good Bible learning.
Right, there have been a handful of Bible questions. I've learned some
yes,
things.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jay, which one?
I was going to answer the five Bible ones, but somebody got that one before me, so... I guess I'm going to have to do the Batman question.
All right. So, all right, we go. My question is, in the Batman comics, what was the real name of the villain called the Penguin?
It was Oswald Cobblepot.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Oswald Chesterfield Cobblepot.
You're going out with who Friday night, honey?
Agag. Whatever happened
well,
to that Oswald Cobblepot guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
I really like him, Mom, but I don't want a last name Cobblepot for the rest of my life. Mrs. Cobblepot. I can't deal with that.
Clarice Cobblepot?
50 years.
Forget that, Mom.
You got it, Jay. That's pretty deep in trivia layers there. You went deep.
Not for a real Batman fan. Did you have to look? Did you have to look at?
I'm a Batman fan.
So you didn't have to look at.
I got a Circus Peanut story for you. So I used to love when I was a child Rice-A-Roni. That was one of my favorite dishes.
Who didn't?
And I bought some about a month ago that was just the kind you stick in the microwave and heat up, and it was absolutely horrible. I had to throw it in the trash can outside because it smelled so bad.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's a disappointment.
You remember that as a kid.
Yeah.
Yep, I guess I didn't remember it was so great, or it wasn't as great as I thought it was when I was a kid. But anyway.
Quality Rice-A-Roni. That's in Revelation chapter 3,
if
you look that up. You got to read between the lines there. But that's a sign. You know what I'm saying?
Of
the end?
Of the end? Rice-A-Roni?
Yeah.
Really?
Rice-A-Roni's in
you know,
there.
It's your words matter, and I think I shared this on this show once.
We were
in Sunday school class, and they were talking about the power of words, and or something that came up about food, and I said, somebody mentioned Hamburger Helper. I said, boy, I love that stuff, but I can't remember the last time I had it. My wife was next to me. She said, it was 1998. And I said, 1998? She said, yeah, we'd been married about a month, and I made Hamburger Helper. And you made a quip about how it reminded you about growing up poor as a kid. So she said, I made a mental note. Okay, no hamburger helper.
No more hamburger
helper.
Wow. And I thought, wait, I love it. You know, I just had an offhand comment. And it knocked me out of hamburger
for 20 years.
For 20 years. Yeah.
Wow. Well, at least you guys have gotten that straightened out so the next 20 can be more fulfilling.
Rice-A-Roni.
Yes.
Those little circus peanuts. Yeah. Yes. Anything out. Yeah, that's right.
SpaghettiOs.
Jay, what's your question for us?
All right. Since I'm an unabashed Monkees fan and not ashamed of it, like some folks are that I've heard today,
come on.
I got a Monkees question for you.
All right. All right.
So, in their heyday, the Monkees outsold in 1 year both the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Is
what?
That true?
That is 100% true.
You
in 1 year. In 1 year.
In 1 year.
But I mean, how could they even possibly do
probably
that? 66, but they did?
Well, 67, 66, 66?
It was 67.
Right. I'm going to say 67. Yes if you guys say it's true, but it sounds outlandish.
Well, they probably had, just thinking, you know, I was born in 63, but I watched them in the 70s like you guys did. But they had, They had "Hey, I'm a Believer."
They had some good.
Now, you're not getting the Archies mixed up with the Monkees on any of these, because I remember they were a made-up band, and they did real well for a real short season. The Archies.
They were cartoons.
Sugar, Sugar. Yeah, they were cartoons, but they put together a band because everybody was enjoying the fakeness of it.
From the cartoon?
So they put a real band out there called the Archies. I think they had Sugar.
That's the Archies?
I think so.
So there's an interesting trivia story behind that one, too, because I've watched the biography of the Monkees, and, you know, at first they weren't singing and they weren't playing their instruments, but they all wanted to, and they learned. They wanted to be creative, but the guy that created them didn't want them to do anything, so they finally, when they split up in the end, it was all because the guy that was writing all the songs, and I can't remember his name, wrote the song Sugar, Sugar. And they refused to sing it because it was bubblegum pop.
Right.
And he said, "This is it. We're done. I'm just going to create something that won't talk back to me." So they created the Archies because of that.
Really?
Wow.
So was it true that the Monkees outsold the Beatles and
it
the
was
Rolling
absolutely
Stones?
True in 1967.
Wow.
They outsold both the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, and they almost outsold their records combined. Because they were such a, it was such a fanatic hit.
They
back
were
then
67 juggernaut.
And they were pretty corny. The show was pretty goofy, even, you know, like in the 70s, in those standards, you know, all their antics and everything.
Yeah.
But I never dreamed their songs were that well received.
Her face.
In fact, I was thinking about. You know, I was going to take the Andy Griffith, you know, they've got a Bible study on that. I was thinking about creating a Bible study based on the Monkees and calling it another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
You need to do it, Jay. You're on to something. Yeah.
I don't know if he's on to something.
That was
a
100% joke right there.
I was going to say, I'm saying go with it. Yeah, and just say, don't monkey around. We're going to learn.
We got Spurgeon. Some learning. Month of May, we've got Charles Spurgeon's Bible study, then month
we got
of June.
K Arthur.
We're going with the Monkees, the Monkees version of, I don't know, something not right about that. You know, come on, people, it's summer. Have a little fun, right? All right.
I agree with Tim. Yeah. That's probably a stretch for having a Bible study.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
All right.
Let's see. Trivia Friday, it is on American Family Radio. I've got the two questions that have not... This is the last time. Let's repeat what we have left.
All right. Population-wise, what is the largest city in Canada?
Here's what I've got. Two questions left. I'm going to give you a hint on this one. Which two U.S. state capitals are right on the Mississippi River? One is way south, and one is way up north. There's your hint. Two U.S. state capitals are on the Mississippi River. One's very far north. One's very far south. And here's my other one. What is the name of the great waves that result from earthquakes? Talking about out in the ocean, a big tidal wave that is a result of the earthquake. Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
By the way, is that the right answer? I'm not showing it to for the capitals.
Yes. You sure? No.
Those are the right answers?
Yeah.
All right. My two questions.
Good job on that. That's a difficult question.
Which U.S. capital cities have rhyming names? So there are two states that have capitals in our country, and their names rhyme. What is the answer to that? Number two, a pugle, correct?
Yes,
puggle.
I think so.
A puggle?
A puggle?
Yeah, one G would
puggle.
Be a pugle.
Okay. My bad. A puggle is the mix of what two dog breeds? A puggle. Is a mix of one, two dog breeds. Back to the phones, Ed.
Back to the phones we go to Oklahoma, and Shane is on the line. Shane, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you doing?
We're doing great, Shane. Thank you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
The wave.
What is the name of the great wave or waves that result from earthquakes, Shane?
That's a tsunami.
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 Very good.
Yeah.
Tsunami, you know, but it starts with a T, oddly enough.
Had a girl live down the street from me when I was a kid.
Her name was Tsunami? Tsunami. Did her name begin with a T, though?
No, it's just, that's two different. Her last name was Nami.
One of my
and her last name
one
was
of my
Nami.
Favorite country songs growing up was a boy named Tsunami.
Yeah, that was popular, wasn't it?
Johnny Cash.
Beatles did a re-record of that.
Actually, that was the Archies. Yeah, but a little known fact. Hey, Shane, what's your question for us?
What billionaire came from Oklahoma, and he actually grew up in my hometown?
What's your hometown?
Holdenville.
A billionaire?
A billionaire.
All right, hold on just a minute. Is he still alive?
He's still alive.
All right, don't say
it. Don't know it, I'll give you a hint.
No, well, hold on just a minute. Let me talk
all right, Shane. There's not all right. a lot of
we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Shane. Hang on.
Well, first of all, billionaires are
or
extremely
dime a
rare.
Dozen now.
There's only
are one. They really? Oh, well, anyway, no. you got the fella who is all, is it oil and gas or?
I'm thinking Oklahoma is going to be cattle or oil and gas.
But he's a big. I think he's a Oklahoma State guy.
Oh, you see him do some of those commercials, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
I know what you're talking
you're
about.
On to it.
He'll do those windmill commercials, and he's
yeah, yeah, that's him.
I don't
what's
know
his
who
name?
You're talking about.
All right, what's his name?
Shane?
Shane?
T. Boone Pickens.
Boone Pickens.
That's who I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh, T-Bone? Is it T-Boone?
He made a little bit of money in oil, but he made a fortune breeding puggles.
A lot of people don't know that.
No, people don't
right.
know that.
Right. Well,
but if you want to go behind
but,
the scene and learn some real good tidbits.
Yeah, that sounds like that name right there, you ought to be able to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, T-Bone. I know, it is a great name.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. It almost sounds like T-Bone.
Yeah.
It just sounds like T-Bone Pickens.
Welcome to the stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does it sound like that?
T-Bone Pickens.
I'd pay tickets to hear him sing.
Absolutely.
And play the mandolin.
And pick.
Yeah.
All right. We got it right.
All right.
Way to go, Shane.
Shane.
Well, we kind of did. We knew
the
character, but we
couldn't
think of his name.
Yeah. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next call, Ed.
All right. We go to Virginia, and Karen is on the line. Karen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey.
Hey, Karen, we are almost out of time. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, if you're almost out of time, I guess I'll just answer.
All right. We got time for you to do
both. We can probably squeeze it in.
Yes,
go ahead,
ma'am.
Go ahead and answer the question. Okay. We'll see what we got after that time-wise.
Okay. The two capitals that run on the Mississippi River.
Yes, ma'am, Karen. Which two U.S. state capitals are on the Mississippi River?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and St. Paul from Minnesota.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Baton Rouge and St. Paul.
So St. Paul, not Minneapolis.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah. I was,
right.
Okay.
That's good. Terrific. What's
Excellent.
Your question for us?
Okay, so the Rolling Stones have the song Ruby Tuesday. And what's the song on the other flip side of the 45 that song was on?
Wow, that
Ruby
is some
Tuesday,
trivia
yeah,
right
that's
there.
That's way back 60s stuff right there.
I know
there.
It's not A Boy Named Tsunami,
right?
Because that was a whole different 45.
Whole different.
You I guys, think it was Living Righteously by the Rolling Stones. I think so.
I'm nope. going with Tim.
Yeah, I don't know. What is it?
Let's Spend the Night Together.
Yeah.
Which
wasn't Living Righteously.
My father wouldn't let me have it for that reason.
Well, right. Good for your father.
Yes, good high standards. We've
right.
come a long way, haven't we?
I get that now that I'm older.
You've come a long way.
Karen, we are out of time. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Which U.S. capital cities have rhyming names?
I don't know.
Austin and Boston.
Oh, good for them. Brent Freely
nice.
Had that.
A puggle? Is that it, JJ?
Yeah, puggle.
A puggle is a mix of what two breeds?
Pug and a poodle?
A pug and a beagle.
Beagle. All right.
That's all I got.
All right. Population-wise, what is the largest city in Canada?
Toronto.
Toronto. That's all I got.
I'm out. Hey, I'm going to be at Bet Baptist Church right outside of Coldwater, Mississippi. It's Independence, Mississippi. Saturday night, $10 tickets at the door. It's a youth fundraiser.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio and Trivia Friday. Hope you had fun, and you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.